How's it going? Is everything okay? I guess I'm doing okay. I'm sort of pondering my life here in Seattle and wondering about the places I'm going to go, maybe travel to survive. There are parts of Seattle where if you want to survive, you have to be willing to consume things that live in the sewer zone. The sewer zone, that region where creatures come to exist. They're quasi-mystical, chimerical figures of the ancient sadness. And the travelers of the other world, the travelers of that other world, the travelers of that other world will travel here, and yeah, then I'll figure out, what the hell am I doing here in Seattle? And how did I end up here? I left here. I was sure I was gone. I went on some strange, unexpected journeys that turned out to be complete and utter failures for reasons that varied. But the one constant, the one variable that every journey had in common, every journey had one variable in common, and that was me. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm gonna travel inside my apartment. You know, I live in one of the container-sized apartments, Easy Studios in Seattle. It's like a cube. It's biodegradable. There's a special agreement you sign when you move in here. You sign this agreement when you move in. Essentially, the orca whale population in the Puget Sound is in collapse. And if you move into the apartment, you get a special deal. But along with this deal is if you die in your sleep. If you die in your sleep, if you die in your sleep while living here, late at night, a giant mechanical arm that looks like a crane, but it's not a crane. That giant arm grabs your apartment like a cube out of a tower of a Tetris or some kind of crapola, maybe like a Lego cube. That giant arm grabs the cube that you're in. You're now dead. You died in your sleep. You're being monitored with some nanotechnology. You agreed to that when you moved in. You got a good deal. It's expensive living in Seattle. It's terribly expensive living in Seattle, but you agreed to this devil's bargain. Now the metal arm, and around 2 a.m. with the moon high in the sky on some late winter's night, not like tonight, it's burning hot. On that dark winter's night, with your dead carcass inside, a pod of wretched orca whales that have become accustomed to eating homeless people that fall into Duwamish rivers and float out into Commencement Bay and Elliott Bay or some other bay. This orca whale pod waits in lust because they know that they will be fed on time. Statistics say people die, everyone will die eventually. And the apartment system has their formulas worked out. So that every full moon, that mechanical arm, which also is a giant trebuchet, flings a cube out to Commencement Bay or Elliott Bay and feeds that rogue pod of orca whales as a biodegradable cube that dissolves in the saltwater, man. And yeah, that's what you agree to when you move in here. Just pretty messed up, I have to say. I can't really comment beyond how that's just terribly messed up, but the orcas will survive and they'll live, and life goes on. And that's pretty much it. That's the state of the situation. but maybe there'll be more later on. If I can survive, not end up in the streets like some wretched traveler. I may have more commentaries on those darker regions of the spiritual excess that the mindscapers of the Morrow world know and ponder. Good night.